Direct and indirect objects. Tricky objects. Sometimes it is hard to identify the object of a sentence. This is because there are two types of objects. We discussed direct objects above. Direct objects are the persons, places, or things being acted upon. Let's talk about indirect objects now. Indirect objects are persons, places, or things for which actions are being done. Amy bought the purse for Amy. In this example, the purse is the direct object because it is the thing being bought. Amy is the subject and indirect object. Amy is who the purse is bought for. Because the subject and indirect object are the same, we replace the indirect object with a reflexive pronoun. Amy bought the purse for herself. Reflexive pronouns are used for indirect objects too. I won the prize for myself. You have done well for yourself. Teddy wanted the video game for himself. The robot kept the data to itself. We gave a pat on the back to ourselves. You all have done well for yourselves. They wanted the trophy for themselves. Remember that indirect objects are persons, places, or things actions are done for. They do not do actions. They are not acted upon. I spy an object. Tips and tricks. To use reflexive pronouns correctly, you have to be able to recognize the object of a sentence. If you can't identify the direct object, use this quick trick. Turn the sentence into a question. The part of the sentence after the verb that can be replaced by who or whom or what is the object. Henry ate it. Henry ate what? In this example, ate is the verb and it is the object. By studying, Brian helped himself ace the test. By studying, Brian helped whom ace the test? In this example, the object is himself. I see myself. I see what? Here, the object is myself. You see yourself. You see what? Here, the object is yourself. Pittsburgh's baseball team calls themselves the Pirates. Pittsburgh's baseball team calls whom the Pirates? Here, the object is themselves. You will worry yourself sick. You will worry whom? Here, the object is yourselves. What about indirect objects? Indirect objects answer the question, for who, for whom, or to who, or to whom. Mary bought the purse for herself. Direct. Mary bought what? Indirect. Mary bought the purse for whom? In this example, the direct object is the purse, and indirect object is herself. The robot kept the data to itself. Direct. The robot kept what? Indirect. The robot kept the data for whom? Here, the direct object is the data, and indirect object is itself.